And today we have a lot of concern about what's going on with the power supply situation right across the northern half of the state. Ergon Energy, of course, starting to get to terms with what faces them now. John Fowler, the spokesman in North Queensland. John, what can you tell us?
Good morning, Pat. Look, we have, at last count, about 174,000 customers off at the moment. Certainly the region is fairly... has felt the brunt of this cyclone quite severely. Up here in Townsville at the moment, the winds are still gusting. The conditions are unsafe to actually get our crews out and back onto the road to look to see what damage we've had to the network. So we're asking people just to sit tight and only call us if they have information that can assist with the restoration.
You certainly have monitoring equipment along the line, though. What sort of information is it telling you about where those problems might be? Or what sort of indications is it giving you?
Well, it is just telling us that the power line is off. Now, we have pockets of people around Townsville, but overall, we have people without power from Cairns right down into parts of Mackay. But the primary area appears to be in the Townsville and Ingham area, which obviously bore the brunt of the cyclone, as well as parts of Venezuela.
Have you got any ideas when those crews might be able to start to get out there and to get on to the job of fixing this up?
Well, we would actually hope today. What we have got in place is temporary generators. They were put in place before the cyclone came. When the weather improves, we can actually hook those generators up and get them away, and they're going to supply key community infrastructure. But once this weather does break, and we're hoping it's going to be this afternoon, the crews can actually get out and start to patrol the lines, look for any visible problems, and weather permitting, we'll try and get helicopters in the air as well.
And
so
it
will take time.
And John, do you expect further problems as the cyclone continues its westward journey?
Well, yes, we do, because the other issue is we have customers in the outback or out west. So this cyclone will impact on what we call our SWIR network. This is the single wire network that supplies the rural properties, so it will impact on them as well. So they, I think, will be without power for even longer periods.
And John, it's still early days, I know, but to put it in perspective, this is going to take some time to have power back on to a lot of these places, isn't it?
It will, because it's a very methodical, staged process to get the power back on, but not just to get it back on, but to get it back on safely for our customers and certainly for our staff involved. So it will take time. It could take a couple of weeks. And look, in some cases, it may take only 3 or 5 days. I'm without power. I'm hoping mine's going to come on within 5 days. But we certainly understand the inconvenience to our customers.
All right, John Fowler, thank you.
Thank you, Madonna.
John Fowler from Ergon Energy.